Hi, this is Donovan Mitchell, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
The Oklahoma City Thunder came into Vivint Smart Home Arena tonight on the second night of a back-to-back, having just beaten Portland last night, and were ailing a little bit, down two starters with Danilo Gallinari and Terrence Ferguson both sitting out tonight. That coupled with the fact of the high altitude thought was going to pose some problems for this undermanned Thunder squad, but it didn't seem to matter too much at all as they took it to the Utah Jazz, winning 104-90. The Thunder bench outscored the Jazz bench 45-23, and the key man off that Thunder bench was none other than Dennis Schroeder, who came up with 27 big points for his team.
1:42 to play. Moody up the far side. Puts his shoulder down. Drives to the rack. Misses the layup. Chris Paul to the front court. Chris Paul bounces to Schroeder. George Niang with the defense. Gives him airspace. Schroeder fires. Three ball. Jazz down 20 at home.
Paul Johnson on deck here for your Jazz Game Rewind, and just too many highlights like that from Schroeder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Chris Paul as that three-headed combo guard monster combined for 63 points tonight. Utah just didn't have it, with Donovan Mitchell going 1-for-8 from three-point range. Bojan Bogdanović a woeful 4-for-17 for his worst shooting performance of the season. The one bright spot came from the center position with Rudy Gobert putting up 19 points on 9-of-10 shooting from the field and also grabbing 17 boards.
Ingles finds Gobert on a roll. He dunks it. Beautiful finish by Rudy Gobert.
Unfortunately, tonight there just wasn't enough of that from Rudy Gobert and company. We'll take you now to midway through the second quarter, where the Thunder are coming off a 14-2 run and the Jazz fight to keep it close. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone on the horn.
Donovan weaves in the lane, kicks it out. Ingles is open for three. He fires and hits. Catch and shoot threes for the Utah Jazz usually lead to great things. And Joe Ingles hits that one.
10 for 30 from that spot.
Well, we're going to give numbers. I mean, you're so a number guy.
Yeah.
20 of 52 on catch and shoot threes this year.
I'm kind of watching him because he's so bad from the corner threes.
Chris Paul at the elbow. Holds the left pivot foot, comes off an Adams pick, drives, scoops it up and around and under, and scored it. Oh my, Chris Paul, how did you do that? George Niang, catch and shoot three, left side is good. George Niang, 13 of 32 on catch and shoot threes, over 40%.
Now, that was in transition, right? That's what I'm talking about right there.
Jazz are the second best catch and shoot team in the league at 42%. If they can get catch and shoot threes, they will get it going. 37-32, Jazz down five. Backdoor cut Schroeder, cut off by Donovan. Donovan comes back out. Schroeder has some open floor. Crossover dribble, forgot the ball, now gets it back, fires an air ball. Donovan's shoes are untied. Wasn't that a nice conversation we had with Donovan today? He's so proud of what he's been able to do with the shoes.
Absolutely. He really is. And he's probably would have talked to us all day if we'd have let him.
Today he was wearing a pair of shoes that were at practice that only his high school and his junior high wear. He's got a new Louisville one coming out. And then the cutest one, he's like, you guys have some, right? We're like, no, but that's good, Donovan. Like, and then he's all upset and bothered by the fact that we haven't been taken care of. I tried to get everybody taken care of. Donovan, we're good. Like, you're fine. That wasn't the point of the conversation. Alley-oop, Emmanuel Mudiay at the rim, and Niang's pass doesn't get there, but Gobert picks it up off the bounce and lays it up and in. 37-34, Jazz have cut it to three. Schroeder on the left side. Schroeder thinks about a mid-range shot, instead goes into Adams in the post. Bumping and backing on Gobert, he turns to the middle, draws the foul.
Now, this is what, and I saw this with Adams the other night against the Portland Trailblazers. He is so good if you put a hand on him or a forearm on him, he's going to clamp down on that arm and make it look like you're holding him while he's shooting or rebounding. He gets officials baited in making the wrong call a lot of times.
Steven Adams at the free throw line. Throughout the Utah Jazz season, Larry H. Miller Dealerships is donating $50 for each assist to Larry H. Miller Charities. We are driven by you.
Steven Adams never been a very good free throw shooter, 50% last year.
They're having a great month of December, 17 points and 10 rebounds a game, shooting 73%.
I've always thought he was a key to that basketball team. Even with Westbrook there, I always thought he was the key.
39-34, Thunder by five, Mudiay at the point, and Gobert held off a screen by Nader. Second quarter action brought to you by Mark Miller Subaru, commercial free.
Get the feeling that right now the Jazz are starting to maybe figure this out offensively. I'm worried about that defense, the pick and roll in the middle of the floor, even on the wing.
Ingles finds Gobert on a roll. He dunks it. Beautiful finish by Rudy Gobert.
Now, who made that pass?
Joe Ingles. How many assists does Joe Ingles have tonight, Rambu?
Boy, it's amazing how he's already with 5 assists in this game already. And I'll bet you 3 of them have come to Rudy Gobert.
Well, Rudy Gobert's got 5 field goals, so he might have 5 assists. Here comes Schroeder, working the right side. Moutier defending him. Gives to Noel. 4-foot floater. No good. Moutier grabs the rebound. Bogdanovich with his red shoes. Bounces to the far side to Ingles. Hands back to Bogdanovich. Comes around the curl. Now back off of a Gobert pick. Jump stops in the lane. Tries to put up a shot. It's blocked. Bogdanovich is 2 of 6 to start the night. Schroeder behind the pick. Fires a 3. No good. He is a streaky shooter, as the Jazz experienced when he had 40 against them in Atlanta. 39-36, Jazz down 3. Here comes Ingles off a Gobert pick. Fakes the pass to Gobert. Hits the corner to Niang for a catch and shoot 3 that swirls out.
That's twice they've gone down in and come back out for Niang.
39-36, Jazz are 4 of 11 from 3 so far. Noel underhand scoop. Nader lays it up and in. Backdoor cut. 41-36. Thunder are playing 9 guys tonight with a limited roster. Moutier drives the baseline, comes around the other side, finds a cutting Niang for a 4-foot right-hand push shot that's up and in. Nice dribble by and dish by Emmanuel Moutier. Jazz playing 9 guys as well tonight, and a timeout by Billy Donovan's George Niang has 5 points off the bench.
After that, it really did fall apart for the Jazz as they were outscored 34-21 in the third period and at one point trailed by 20 points in that quarter. Our player of the game tonight, future surefire first ballot Hall of Famer Chris Paul, who filled up the stat sheet, 16 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals, and an all-important game-high plus 20 in the plus-minus box score. Not his first player of the game honors, that's for sure. The next Utah Jazz game is at Minnesota, but you can see the Utah Jazz here at Vivint Smart Home Arena against the Golden State Warriors this Friday. Get your tickets at utahjazz.com. For more coverage on this game, go to utahjazz.com/lockedonjazz, the Locked On Jazz podcast, or for David Locke's full game notes, read Emptying the Noggin. Paul Johnson here for your Jazz Game Rewind.